Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
It's good to have options when choosing healthcare. Even better to have the right option. Like the right option for you. The right option for your family. A healthcare that aligns with your faith and your beliefs. We know you want a program that brings you and your community together. With Share Healthcare, that's all possible. Share Healthcare is bringing families all across America together to share in each other's medical expenses. Find out more at sharehealthcare.com. That's sharehealthcare.com.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the Borwell here in this community with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. Pandra Gari. Motor Chala Jadu Mani. And you can see the borewell that we have put here, and it's giving water for the people. Janine.
Hallelujah!
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 Thank you very much, Pastor Greg, and thank you very much to Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you. Thank you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Let's see. Everything's in reverse. Strange. So, it is December the 13th, Tuesday. It is 12 days till we celebrate Christmas. A lot of the world, a good chunk of the world, celebrates Christmas. It is also, I think it's Hanukkah, right? Hanukkah? Yeah. Hanukkah. Try to spell that. Let's see. 2022 Hanukkah starts on December 18th And it is running through December 26, which is the second day of Tevet. So we're headed into Hanukkah in about 5 days is when that will start. And, okay, relax. I am doing things a little bit differently today. And going to be doing things a little bit differently probably the rest of the week. Tomorrow, we'll kind of do some of our regular stuff. David Justokas will join me to kick things off. So I'll have him first thing. Rick Manning will co-host with me. Not sure who we'll have in that segment with him. We'll have Newsbusters and somebody from Newsbusters and Sensor Track. I think T-Rose. Hang on a minute. So my volume is messed up again. That probably... Yeah, that would be related to... So this morning... really a blessing. Love doing this. Pastor Carl Mitchell and Lady Devon, I'm on with them, out of Ohio. And that happens on, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Today was Testimony Tuesday, which was cool. And I'll probably share some of those things with you today in our program. Hour number three today, I will have Ken Thornburg will be with me. And we'll see. I'm hoping that he got a chance to watch, a documentary that I sent him. It's about an hour and 17 minutes long. You can find it, by the way, on Rumble. And, it is, entitled, I'll give you the exact name. Out of the Shadows, the documentary, exposing the sins of MSM and Hollywood. Brad Martin is in it, famous stunt guy. There's another famous stuntman, Mike, that does most of the talking in it. And then Kevin Shipp, who is a former CIA. And, I don't know, there's mixed reviews on that. I gotta get Scott Uhlinger on and get his opinions on that. Certainly there's a lot in there. And the reason that it honestly piqued my attention is because of all the deliverance ministry that I'm involved in. Needs a little more cocolasses. But the deliverance ministry that I'm involved in and the stuff that I've seen and heard and so on. I mean, I can just tell you that nothing in that documentary is surprising. It's horrific, but it's not surprising. And here on the program, man, 10 years ago, Brandon Darby and I had a conversation because I had been made aware that children's bodies, that children were being murdered and their bodies were being cut open, their organs removed, sold. I'm now of the understanding and then stuffed with drugs. And then put in caskets and shipped into the United States under the guise that they were being sent to family up in the Midwest and different parts of the country to be buried for funerals. And these children were killed in cold blood. Now it appears that it's possible that there was even more to it than that, that perhaps these children, not only were they just plain killed, but they weren't just killed, they were sacrificed. Now, here's the thing. for most folks to hear something like that is kind of like, wow. But because of the deliverance ministry that I did, I had clients that I took through prayer who as children were groomed or being groomed to be sacrificed. And by God's miraculous grace, someone stepped in and saved their life and drove them out of the house where they were being kept in preparation for the night that they were to be sacrificed. And they were, I don't know, 3 years old, something along that line. So she remembered. They remembered exactly what was going on. And so now I could have questioned that story. But God has an interesting way of involving us or bringing us, especially if he's verifying things, which he has been for me in my life. And Michelle Swinnick laughs about this. I told her and Lucy DeGrazia this story. I actually, 10, 11 years ago, shared this story here locally. We were doing an outreach to youth during Hallowed Eve. And someone said, you know, we need to make these kids aware that that the evil is real and that, you know, these are real things and that's why we do harvest festivals instead of other things and so on. And I said, well, I got a little story I could tell. And so I shared the story about a woman that I met not long after I got out of the service, was introduced to through the owner of the restaurant that I went to work for as an insurance agent. She was. And we began phone conversation and kind of relationship over the phone, so to speak. Just, you know, getting to know each other. And it was odd because every time that I would bring up the name of Jesus Christ, she would have pain or discomfort or something odd would go on. And I'll never forget the night that I was talking with her about Jesus, and all of the sudden, the phone went silent. And then after the phone went silent, another deep, very dark voice came over the phone. And I thought, this is very strange. Now, I understand that at the time I was 22, never had dealt with anything like this before. And so I said, you know, kind of, who are you? And they gave me a name, and I said, okay. And then basically they were like, you need to leave so-and-so alone. And I was like, yeah, okay. So I, you know, having some Bible background, I'm taking my authority in the name of Jesus. So then the phone goes silent again, and then there's this groggy voice that comes on, and now I'm talking to this person again. And it was quite apparent that they had no idea what had happened. I, you know, made some queries regarding the conversation that I'd had with whatever this was. No awareness of it. I believe it happened one more time, and at that point I kind of said, you know, I think this is not for me. Moved on. Months later, ran into this person at the mall, I think, in the town where I was living at the time. And I was now managing a restaurant, and they invited me to get together and talk, whatever. And I was like, you know, I'm so busy. I just really don't think I have time. I don't care what time it is. Come by the house. Love to see you. And so late one night after I got off, after we closed the restaurant, I said, okay. And I called and they said, oh, please come over. And so I went to the house. And we're getting ready to take a break. But when I got to the house, everything was seemed kind of cool until we started talking about Jesus and the Bible that was on their coffee table. And then we had to go in because they had to lay down. And that's when things got a little bit more peculiar. And I'll talk more about that when I get back. Your host, Pastor Greg here. I'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I hope you'll share with a friend and share me a cup of coffee. All right.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. All right, so telling a little story here. Again, I'm telling this story because there's an evil that is at work in our world today that I think many believers truly don't fully understand or grasp or what have you, or you hear it, but you think, I don't know. And I recently watched a documentary called Out of the Shadows, exposing the sins of MSM in Hollywood. You can find it at Rumble, and I would encourage you to watch this, okay? Because, but when you watch it, you're gonna go, this is crazy stuff, and Ken Thornburg and I'm hoping are gonna get into this in the last hour. But I wanted to back up and give you some of my background so you can understand why these things are not so crazy. I just don't talk about a lot of this stuff because there's other things to discuss a lot of times, and because I want you to have a confidence as we converse, and some people are just going to go, this is just really out there. So I'm telling you the story. So here I am. I'm at this lady's house now. She was my insurance agent. She is no longer, hasn't been for quite some time because of the voice and what had happened in a previous phone conversation. Now I'm over, we start talking about the Bible that's sitting on her coffee table. She starts having chest pains again, which is the sign of what happened before. And now she's getting very faint and weak and what have you. And she says, please, please, please help me to get to my room. And I'm like, okay, can't walk. Now I'm at that point, I'm only about 165 pounds. I'm still the same height, nearly 6 foot two, 165, slender, but fairly strong. She was really like maybe 90 pounds tops. So, okay. So I pick her up and I carry her into her room and I lay her on her bed. And now all of a sudden she grabs a hold of me. And now the next thing I know, she's levitating I'm off the ground. My feet, I'm off balance. I'm off the ground. So I kind of scooch to where, but now I'm lying across her and I'm up in the air. And so I kind of, I couldn't just, cause she had one of those old fashioned Victorian style beds that was raised up quite a bit. And so it wasn't like I was probably 4 or 5 foot off the ground at this point, at least. So just jumping off haphazardly was not a great idea. It was going to take, a little bit of maneuvering to make this. So I scooch over and I get myself up. Now I'm kind of straddling. I'm over the top of her. She's stiff as a board and levitating. And I'm on top. And I'm like, Lord, what am I doing? What do I do? And he says, do you see me? And I look straight ahead and there is a cross on the wall that was hanging, not that big, not that large, but anyway, cross hanging with a plastic Jesus on it over her bed. And I'm like, yeah. And he says, well, take me off the wall. I'm like, okay. And then I'm holding the cross with the plastic Jesus. And he says, am I still on the cross? And I said, well, no. He said, well, then take me off. So I'm like, okay. So I peel the plastic Jesus off the cross. And now I'm holding the plastic Jesus and the cross. And I'm kind of like, Lord, what do I do? And I managed to, I don't remember. I just set the Jesus down or dropped the Jesus on the bed, whatever. Now I've got the cross. And he says, now use the cross. And I'm like, okay. So I touch the cross to her chest. And she screams. It burns! I'm like, whoa. Okay. Off comes the cross. Look, I'm 23 years old? It's been like about a year. And I'm still kind of a kid, and I'm like, this is different. So I hit it again, and there goes the cross. It burns, and off comes the cross, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of interesting. So that happened about four or five times. It burns, it burns, it burns. And so now I'm like, okay, Lord, what do I do? And he's like, keep the cross there. So I put the cross, and she's screaming, burns, burns, burns. And now I hear the Holy Spirit saying, now you need to get down and you need to repent and make sure your head is right and clear with me. So that's what I do. So now I crawl off, which is a bit of a task, down onto the bed and now down onto the floor. Now I'm down, I'm on my knees, and I, you know, ask the Lord, forgive me for any sins that I might have committed. Wash me, cleanse me, make me holy. And then he says, okay, now get back up. And I'm like, for real? And he says, yeah. And I, cause I'm thinking, how, Lord, you want me to get off, but how, you know, and of course, hello, he's God. He's got this handled. So now I crawl back up. I don't know. I don't remember exactly, but it seemed like she kind of lowered. I got on and then she rose again, something along that line. So now I'm on top, but in the meantime, I have grabbed a Bible. And when I get back, I'll tell you what we did with the Bible. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Tell a little story about an encounter with a possessed demonic person right after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbal. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. At cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So I'm telling you a true life story. That is a big part of the reason why I can believe a lot of the things that are talked about in the film, the documentary, Out of the Shadows, the exposing of MSM and Hollywood, why I can believe the demonic aspect of this. Now understand this too also. And this is Mark 16. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Powerful stuff. All right. I believe that. I believed that then in the time frame that I'm talking about. And I believe it now, 28 years later. Still believe it. Still have seen it with my own eyes. Watched it. Seen the battle between heaven and hell, angels and demons, for real. Visited heaven, for real. We're going in a different direction because I've got to get you ready for what's coming. I've got to get you, we got to get our eyes open. We got to get our spirit man eyes opened up to what is coming and what we're really battling. Elections, LGBTQ agendas, secular humanism, Islam, all of this stuff, every bit of it. There is God and there is Satan. There is good and there is evil. There is light and there is darkness. And we need to understand where all of this stuff is being truly operated. And we need to be better equipped, because believe me, the other side is using all of their tools. They're using every tool to throw curses, spells, vows, contracts, seals, assignments, conduits, blinders, deception. I oft times show you this documentary, Disinformation. But this is, understand, this is in the natural. It's real. It's a strategy. But it's the strategy in the natural, not the strategy in the spirit, in the supernatural, in the area where we really need to be paying attention, because if we don't win this battle and we've been given the tools and we've been instructed to fight the fight, but if we don't fight the fight and we don't win that battle up here, where we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of wickedness in high places, if we're not taking aim at those and fighting that fight, we will not. Ultimately, God's going to win, and we know that. Ultimately, God's going to win, but he's coming back for a bride unblemished. Think about that. Think about the significance of what I just said. A bride unblemished. Now, who can wash that? Well, okay, so let me get into this story again. So here I am now, and I've got this Bible, and I had the cross, and it was on her chest, and she was screaming it burns, and then she kind of finally decided, okay, I guess it's going to stay there, so we're not going to do it burns anymore. So now off comes the cross, and here comes the Bible now. Now, I opened the Bible because I opened it to where he said to open it. I don't even remember what that was, some scriptures that he said for me to start reading. And I'm trying to hold it, but I'm on top, and we're levitating now, okay? So it's like riding a horse. And I'm kind of like this, you know, back rocking. If you could see me, you'd see I'm kind of rocking. And I'm trying to hold up the Bible, and it's getting kind of difficult. And so the Bible would touch. Well, every time the Bible would touch, she'd scream again. It burns! And I don't even know if I'm hurting her or if I'm just hurting the demon in her. I don't know which. And so I'm like, okay, you know what? Finally, I'm just like, look, I can't do this whole balancing act thing. And I gotta put the Bible down because I gotta steady myself or I'm gonna fall off. So the Bible goes down. The screaming for a little bit, and then finally it stops. So now I'm reading what the Lord is telling me. Every verse God says to read, I read the word. And then all of a sudden, down we go. And she's out. And so now I'm, you know, down. And so I get off. Now I'm on the other side of the bed and I'm looking. And I'm thinking, holy smokes, she's dead. Here I am, single guy, in this gal's house. You know, my fingerprints are, you know, everywhere that I touched, right? And I'm thinking, and she's dead. What am I going to do now? So I'm looking, trying to figure out if her chest is going up and down a little bit. You know, I'm putting my finger under her nose. I'm looking for breath here, something. And I'm thinking, I don't know, CPR. I don't know CPR, but I'm thinking, okay, you know, some kind of something. Lord, don't let her die. Don't let her die. Don't let her die. And then all of a sudden she kind of turns her head and she looks at me and her eyes kind of begin to open slowly. And she says, I feel at peace. And I'm like, this is cool. That's a good thing. So, I'm like, really? She said, yeah. She said, I haven't felt peace like this in years. I don't even remember the last time that I felt like this. This is, wow, what happened? And I'm like, well, so, sort of, we'll have to talk. I sort of had, there was a demon in you and I cast it out. And she's like, oh, you know, and so there we go. So I'm thinking, hey, this is cool. I said, well, you know, you rest well. We'll talk soon. And I go and I went and I actually found my buddy Jerry and we stayed up for another couple of hours just praising God. And, so there was my encounter. So, sad to say, years later, ran into this person after my wife and I had gotten married and we had our first child. I'm thinking she's good. Everything's kosher. Invite her over to the house and not so much. As soon as we start talking about God, next thing I know, her demon flares up. I had to call my pastor at the time who had been working in this area for some time, worked with the Warnickes at one time, Mercy Ministries, worked with Rose after Michael Warnicke had his fallout. And was an expert to the FBI in this. And little did I know that the town that I lived in had such a huge amount of this kind of demonic activity. And I didn't realize that. I don't think I was. I knew it, but I didn't connect the dots that way. I knew that there were some people that I had known when I was single that had been engaged and had shared some stories, if you will, about some things that were going on at the lake in that town. And ultimately there was, and I've talked about it before, but there was a Robert Stack Unsolved Mystery episode involving San Angelo, Texas. Robert Stack Unsolved Mysteries, San Angelo, Texas. Look it up. Two young people executed because apparently they got mixed up with some Satanists, or at least she did. That's how the story goes. And he tried to take her out of it, and they killed him and her before she could finger who they were. Major stuff. At any rate, end of the day, she shows up at our house, manifests the demon, and things kind of got hairy scary. And in that conversation, she tells us that she had been a breeder. She tells us about how her husband used her and abused her and used her with other men, and tells us how she was then going around picking up babies for sacrifice. She tells us all this stuff. He takes this information and goes to the authorities that he has contact with, and I don't know what happened after that. Didn't involve myself, because what was I going to do? And I knew that he had the relationships and the connections with the authorities to be able to make the report that needed to be made, and I know that he did. End of the day, my bottom line on this is to tell you, this stuff is real, and it really happens. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Hallelujah! 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 Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, I ask that all the following personal declarations and warfare prayers of faith be executed fully. My personal declarations are in force and executed now, and I pray every word by faith in the authority, name, and holy blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, to take dominion and to war against Satan, the fallen spirits, and any other creatures that were created by Almighty God who rebelled against your kingdom, authority, and rule. Let everything glorify the Lord Jesus and be executed according to your perfect will. I believe and I receive that you have heard my prayer and will answer in accordance with your word. Hallelujah. With your word. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. I believe and again declare that my personal declarations are in force and executed now.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception.
I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth, and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design. It's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating. The video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They had not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society. And that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today.